Your hometown news station, AM 1300, KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have on our KGLO live line with us today, Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer. Hello, Chad.
Tim, how's it going? I'm getting on here hoping to beat the rain, so maybe we'll both stay safe.
Yeah, here it is on this this beautiful Tuesday, actually, seeing the temperatures drop down, but they're really talking about rain for Tuesday, Wednesday, and hopefully things straightening out Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend for us.
Yeah, I hope you called ahead and maybe, did a safety check on your family members over there in eastern Iowa. Sounds like that could get really crazy, huh?
Oh, I guess. I think everybody in my family is sitting high and dry.
Good.
But there are some places within the state, certainly with this system, that are going to get a lot of rain. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, what are the farmers saying around here? Things look good when I look at the fields going by, at 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, I think, it's you get kind of that ho-hum, things decent got in, early and then sat for, felt like forever as we waited for the warmer temperatures. We, have throughout our area gotten some heavier rainfall at certain points. And so we do have some areas that do have a fair amount of, of washout. And so, that I guess it's like anything. When you're shooting for perfection, you don't often get perfection. And so I think that you can either be optimistic about things and the way stuff looks, which I think some are, and some maybe a little bit down as far as, maybe not the perfect start that they were hoping. So, let's see how things go forward. And hopefully if we don't catch too much rain here, we'll continue that trend and we'll continue to see the crops grow like they have this last week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's that nice hot weather they sure shot out, didn't they? Oh, man.
It's crazy. There for a while, I didn't know if we were going to get to knee-high, but now it looks like we're probably going to get there here in the next couple weeks without any problem. So, yeah, it's really grown in this last week with the high humidity and the high temperatures.
It's kind of fun this time of year, though, too. I know people are working in gardens, and, you get the family gardens going on and the different city gardens and town gardens and things like that, and, the farmer's markets and all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It really does make you feel like, hey, this is a pretty good place to call home here in North Iowa.
Yeah, just everything being green, and like you said, I don't know. There's a certain kind of thrill, maybe. I don't know what you want to call about growing, your own crops there and watching them start from that seed and progress and the time and the effort and energy and kind of probably just that contact that you have, with that growing seed throughout the process that kind of gives you a good warm feeling. And so, you kind of feel a little bit what it's like to be a farmer when you have your garden and, on a lot smaller scale, obviously, but also go through those ups and downs, of checking the weather maybe more than even daily, right? Sometimes hourly when we have stuff like we got coming through today and knowing that all your work can be washed away in a matter of minutes. So, you got to take the good with the bad, but also you've got to have that temperament to, be able to deal with the excitement and sometimes the horror of, having those things happen, to your work.
Yeah, for sure. How about the around the office this week? What are you hearing from your clients?
Yeah, it's really been a lot quieter. I think it's a time where a lot of our clients have been out spraying and getting that going. And so, fortunately, things have kind of started to die down a little bit with the tax season. I mean, we still have some returns that I'm sure we'll need to get done that we'll want to get theirs finished up by here July 15th. And then obviously, you know, we can continue to probably look forward to some people that may wait until the extension date later in October to kind of really get too serious with those things. But those are few and fortunately far between for us. And so the majority of that work has been taken care of. We continue to try and keep them updated just on so many of these kind of changing things that are going on when we deal with some more guidance here. And as we talked last week with the PPP loans, the extension from the 8-week period to 24, and just what some of the new rules that are with that and reporting requirements and, you know, questions that we have, like lowering the percentage of payroll for the forgiveness amount from 75% to 60%, and then, you know, that leads to questions, well, if you're below the 60%, does that mean that none of it will be forgiven? Is that the threshold now? But we get some guidance yesterday that says no, that it'll still be, you know, based on whatever percentage there will still be forgiven. So it's, you know, all these questions, and maybe it's just me because of my nature and how we have to deal with these things, that you always kind of start the what ifs as soon as you see any of these rules and laws come through. Think of the worst case scenario and how that might play out, and just trying to stay on top of it, because you never know when those situations are going to happen with one of your clients, and make sure that you're giving them the proper guidance so they know what things they need to do to help themselves out.
Yeah, you know, just that line of communication, like we're always talking about, isn't it?
It is, and that's what so much of this changes into. You know, this time of the year we start to kind of forecast a little bit what's going to come into play. You know, is it going to be a year like we all think where crop insurance, maybe something that people rely on with the possible spring guaranteed price, and, you know, we see prices continue down. Does that mean that might be something that comes into a play a lot? And then communicating that to our clients so that they understand what the tax ramifications of crop insurance proceeds are. If it's based off of loss and price, that's not something you can defer. Well, somebody that's used to pushing their crop into the following year for tax purposes, that means that they could have excess income in 2020. So now how do we plan around that? Have you been, you know, prepaying expenses at the end of the year or buying equipment in order to keep it down already? Well, now we've just compounded the problem, I guess, because of the fact that we've got this extra crop insurance income that usually would be not received until 2021. And so, those are the planning things that you try and get ahead of so that you don't get into November and December and go, oh, crap, you know, this is worse than I thought it was, and I've only got a few weeks to kind of fix it and limited options. And so, probably trying to shine up that crystal ball right now and start to kind of see what everything's going to look like here in November and December.
You have a crystal ball too, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. You know, everybody's got one, don't they?
Well, I was thinking we all did.
I'm a sports fan, you know. I'm just waiting to see when my team's actually going to, you know, come in that thing and, you know, might have a chance at a trophy. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, we've all looked in crystal balls for lots of things through the years. I guess that'd be one.
But, yeah.
Oh, man. That's so funny. So, do you get any traveling at all these days? I mean, we're coming out of that COVID-19 stuff, mm-hmm. and
I think you got to be safe with any of it. We've tried to obviously pride ourselves in the past on getting out there and seeing our clients. We've tried to be safe for ourselves as well as, you know, for our clients. But now that things are opening up, and you know, with us dealing with a lot more than just Iowa, we've got to know what's going on in, you know, some of these other surrounding states where we would be making our visits and stuff. But you know, we've decided that it's time that we need to get out there now and kind of, you know, continue those relationships, communicate, know where our clients are at, and that's what they expect, is us to be there for them, to help them, you know, through some of these financial decisions and stuff. And so, yeah, I mean, I think we're trying to find those opportunities, you know, with softball and things coming up. I'm looking at that schedule as well, just trying to make sure that I can be there for some of those things too. So it's always interesting as you get into to summer with all the activities and things like that. And I think for most of us, man, I'm just excited to get out and do some things and get back to what the most popular word, right, is normal right now. So that's what I'm looking for, is that normal. And normal for me means getting out there and seeing the farm, seeing, you know, how the crops are going. And it's nice, because as people ask, you know, what does it look like? What's everybody dealing with? You know, you can tell them what you've witnessed. So, yeah, that's my plan here this week and next, is to get out on the road a little bit and make some of those farm visits.
Yeah, so you can always pack a couple of chairs in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And in the truck, and you head down, you can, you know, we'll meet out front underneath the shade tree. We can mm-hmm. distance and talk and visit.
Yep.
And
it makes it easy. I never take mine out. Do you? Maybe in the winter I take my chairs out, but I figure, you know, I'm all ready for a ball game or whatever if I'm carrying around a couple a lawn chairs or maybe stopping by the campgrounds or whatever. So I just figure I always leave those in the back. It's almost like having, you know, an extra jacket or something in the winter when you're traveling. You just never know when you're going to need them.
Yeah, I'd be more likely not to have a spare tire, but I would always have a chair.
Yeah, you can always call for help with that, right?
But, oh, yeah.
You know, those necessities, those are just mainstays in the vehicle.
We got towing insurance for that.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to have a ball glove in there, too. So, you know, you get out to the farm, play catch. And oh, man. Chad, it's always fun to talk to you and get a little take and smile a little bit. And what we're doing right now is smiling a little bit on the radio. And I've noticed more and more people are doing more of that.
I think so, for sure. I mean, it just feels like for a lot of people that have been pent up a little bit and haven't maybe had some of that interaction, it's amazing that I'll have somebody call with a pretty simple question, you know, and you can tell, you know, as soon as you give them the answer that they're ready then just to interact, ask some questions, talk about things, what's going on out there, what are you hearing, what are you seeing, you know, what do you know. I think we're so starved, you know, all of us at this point in time, just for that, you know, communication, just seeing how other people are doing, hearing about what's going on. Probably a little sick sometimes of hearing it all from, you know, one source. And ready for to hear what other people, you know, believe and think and their opinions about this whole thing and all the stuff that's going on around us. And I'll be honest that most of them aren't bashful about sharing their thoughts and opinions about some of the happenings that we've been experiencing through these last couple months. So, you know, I think that we're all in that position, and it is nice just to be able to talk a little bit with them and you know, hear their thoughts and opinions and experiences.
Yeah, oftentimes for you, and I'm sure in your job, listening is as important as anything.
I think definitely, and we hear that, you know, with, you know, the situations here lately about listening and understanding other people's situations and what they deal with on a day-to-day basis. And you know, I guess everybody's always kind of called me quiet. You know, as a person, I'm not one to probably take over a conversation, more of a listener and kind of just take everything in. And so for me, it's always been easy, you know, as we sit down and talk with clients, just to kind of listen to their, you know, perspective on things. And I guess I've always used it as a way to kind of gauge, okay, you know, I know from listening to them kind of what's going on their farm, you know, what's important to them. you know, you've got to ask a few questions, but I think sometimes just keeping your mouth shut and just letting them talk gives you an opportunity to kind of learn about what makes them tick and what's important. And then that way, I feel like as an advisor, I can give them a lot better direction because I understand where they want to get to. You know, maybe if they are really, you know, somebody that just can't handle risk, you know, we can look at, okay, let's protect things a lot better. Let's not, you know, overextend ourselves. Let's really focus on reducing debt, not buying things maybe that some people would to try and save taxes, but let's try and maximize profits and get your debt taken care of, and then you'll be in a position where you feel comfortable at night, you know, and that's fits for some. There's others that just, you know, thrive on just the excitement of being aggressive, and so they're, you know, obviously it takes a little bit different approach, and you might give them a little bit different advice, but I think I agree with you. The bottom line with all of it is just listening and finding out what makes them tick, and, you know, that way you can provide a lot better advice than if you think that it's a one-size-fits-all situation.
Yeah, and I think probably the people you're dealing with, too, the farmers and ag people that you deal with, probably along with a lot of our listeners, too, on KGLO, is, you know, a lot of our community events have been either canceled or rescheduled mm-hmm. or moved and bumped. And so, and that's where you were talking earlier about trying to find that normal again. And that's, and that's hard when all of these things are not on the map, so to speak. And they're trying to find their way through, through June and now looking ahead for the summer. And some of those things are gone.
Yeah. You sit there and a lot of our farm clients obviously look forward to the county fairs and, yeah. and most of those have been canceled at this point, you know, tractor rides and things like that, that, we all kind of look forward to. And it's unfortunate that, you know, because of this, COVID situation that's just a reality. But, you know, I think that we've got to kind of manage through these situations, look at, you know, some of the churches and things like that that are starting, you know, back up and having services. And, you know, we all just kind of work through this to try and protect ourselves, protect those around us, and do what we think is best. And, I mean, I do agree with the governor in the sense that, you know, I feel more comfortable here than I would probably in some other states or cities or whatever. Because I do feel like, as in Iowa and, you know, specifically here in north central Iowa, that we do care about each other and are willing to do our part, you know, to kind of keep each other safe and respect those around us.
Well, I know you take that caring attitude and work with your clients at Corporate Farmer, and that's a big thing and an important thing too. So some of you out there listening right now that have not contacted Corporate Farmer just yet, Chad, how do they get that done today?
Yeah, real simple. Give us a call. You know, 800-472-6931, and you can always check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
Pretty good stuff. Always good to talk to you, Chad. Take care.
You too, Tim. Thank you.
See you later, Chad.
Bye.
Chad Hansen with us, the president of Corporate Farmer on AM 1300 KGLO and on KGLOAM.com.